Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. There was no use talking, there was nothing to say.
Welcome back, 17 in the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. That's Hooters bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. Dr. Bill Duckburg is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, chief economist for the NFIB, former head of the entire School of Business at Temple University for many years. Bill, thanks again for being here. Hiring. Small businesses have been kind of the rock star of hiring in the last month or two, haven't they?
Yeah, they have been. You know, now you wouldn't know it to look at the government data.
Exactly.
As you may recall, they said that the whole economy only created 20,000 jobs in February. So we know that's not the case.
They reported that, Bill, without ever balancing it with your report, which shows a whole lot different story.
Well, that's true. And other groups like ADP, you know, it contacts thousands of firms too and collects data. So we're collecting data. ADP had a really big number. We had a really big number. And then the government comes out and says, you know, it was almost zero. And that's the kind of inconsistency.
Here's what they should have reported. Thank God for small business.
There you go.
That should have been the
headline.
Exactly
right. Well, you know, and one way you can figure that out is that even though they said there were no jobs, the unemployment rate fell 0.2 point.
Right.
So, I mean, the economy's doing well. They just haven't figured out how to collect the right data from all those state labor departments where they go to get the data. So they'll make some revisions. In the meantime, we're looking good. We asked people if they increased the total number of people working for them, and they said yes to half an employee per firm. That was the highest we've ever seen. They really had some good hiring, and we'll see those numbers continue.
Right, and so that's good news. And so small business owners, keep working, keep going out there. But you pointed out something earlier that's really important. One of the reasons, if we have an economic slowdown, And I've talked about this in the past, too, from two standpoints. I see two headwinds out there that most people don't see besides you, and that is the human headwind, meaning not enough humans to work, number one.
Right.
And a headwind from a lack of ethical behavior by the technology companies. And we're seeing that come to head more and more. I mean, I see those as two things that we've never had to – we haven't had to deal with a worker situation. I'm not sure if we've ever had it like this. And we've never had an issue where we had ethical challenges that were economic headwinds. What do you think about that?
Well, I think that's probably the case. And, you know, the latest, of course, is that all these rich people are paying lots of money to cheat their kids into college. I thought that was stunning.
Unbelievable.
You know, and these are the people that the press seems to – I don't know why the press thinks people who are actors are good people to talk to about economic policy, but they do. So.
Yeah. Hey, Bill, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, I don't think most of them have any more than a high school education, and they're very talented doing what they do, but, you know, they're not kind of experts on geopolitics or economic policy,
One of the things, Bill, is your report indicated capital spending was down. Do you connect capital spending with personnel acquisition? Is that number down because of hiring, or what do you think?
Well, it was only down a point, so you know that's. Certainly within normal variation for asking survey questions anyway. So
it's almost
really,
margin of error.
It's within that. So I would say it basically was unchanged. But what we do know is that a lot of the capital equipment that you want to invest in needs somebody to run it. And if you can't hire these people, then, you know, a new tractor is great, but not if there is no worker to drive it around the field.
That's right. Exactly.
It adds nothing. So the fact you can't hire people that have the qualifications keeps you then from spending money on these kinds of things because you can't functionally use them and make money on them, which is your job as a business owner.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that I think is important to point out is that, and we touched on in the earlier segment, is the fact that your index continues to show that small business owners are not interested in borrowing money, and yet they're growing, so they're growing organically. And that kind of response is, to me, Bill, that we're continuing even. Now, see, I expected this in 2014, 15, 16, but in 17 and 18, you know, early on when we had this kind of response, I thought, okay, well, that'll change. You know, they'll start borrowing when the economy grows. But even here we are now, 2.5 years into a real expansion, they're still not borrowing money. That proves how financially strong they are. Small businesses are.
Yeah, bottom line is good.
Yeah, and they're able to fund their own growth. They've been operating fundamentally sound. They've been retaining their earnings, and that sort of thing. Hey, Bill, give us your website, please.
Oh, smallbus, smallbiz.org. And, of course, nfib.com/research, you can find the stuff.
Right. So that's how you find the report, folks. And the summary is beautiful. It's just 3 pages. It's 2.5 pages, actually. It's as plain English as it gets. You know, if I can understand it, you can. So check it out, folks. And, of course, Bill allows us to post it on our website. We appreciate that very much. Tintail right back with Bill. We're going to get his final commentary after the break. I'm Jim Blackson. See you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.